The nays are 36.
And there you have it. That's the Senate vote as expected. Just like the House, the Senate says yes. And in fact, it validates what happened in the House. And it's a bipartisan agreement. First time in, 27 years. But is it the right one? Boy, we've been talking about this for a while. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're having a great holiday season so far. Did you get that Christmas tree? You running around getting those last-minute gifts? Do you know we lost 8 days in between Thanksgiving and Christmas? And I think those lost days have people in a daze, which is why they're running around grabbing up as much as they can to try to make it a happy holiday. In other words, to be able to give the gift of giving. Isn't it better to give than to receive? I like the deal of giving the presents rather than getting the presents. It is pretty cool when you get somebody something that's just significant to them, no matter what the cost, and they just, man, can't believe that you got it for them. But it doesn't look that way to me when I look around at the stores. It looks like people are on a major mission to search and destroy. Did the budget deal destroy what is happening to us as far as the deficit is concerned? Are we marching down that same old path? You know how I feel if you look at the show at all? I do think we're doing the same march that we've been doing for far too long. It just goes round and round and round and round. So the House overwhelmingly voted, boom. There are solid majorities of both parties supporting it in the House. Kick it over to the Senate. 9 Republicans joined the Democrats, only 9, but that gave the number, the majority, of at least 51 votes to pass, because remember that was changed. So 51 votes, they had it, they more than had it. And they didn't have to wait till the last minute, so at least we're spared the nonsense, the brinkmanship of going back and forth over what's going to happen in January. We don't have to start the season that way. We don't have to go out of 2013 that way. But other than that, you know, there's nothing great about this budget because it doesn't chip away at the deficit. And if you're a Democrat or a Republican, you can't think this is a good deal. I can see reasons if I just looked at it, going through it line by line, that neither a Democrat or a Republican would be particularly thrilled. So the deficit gets reduced by like $20 billion in 10 years. $20 billion in 10 years is nothing, my friends, nothing. In fact, coming up this hour, we'll chat with Andrew Szabo, Peel Back the Onion, and he talks about it. I think sometimes people don't know, and he mentions this, the difference between the B and the T, billions and trillions. So this does nothing. And the deal eliminates some of the forced spending cuts, so the sequester deal is that goes away, which really neither side was thrilled about that because it would hit their constituents, and then that means votes, and didn't want to necessarily see that. But we still haven't lowered that deficit, not very much. I mean, what's the small percentage? I guess it's a small percentage, better than nothing, but we're not going to see a government shutdown. The 16-day government shutdown was like $25 billion in cost, so that was ridiculous. Any kind of a shutdown would not have been great to kind of smash into the economy. And that for that, from that perspective, okay, but it should have never come to this. Most of what goes into the budget, I don't think, is even read. And that's the problem. You have people voting on half of what they don't even know what's in the budget. And this, the agreement with the House ultimately held up. So Republicans voted yes. Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, John McCain, Susan Collins, among those that voted. Also, Rob Portman from Ohio. I think some people were surprised at Rob Portman. But the final congressional approval is a very rare time where there was any kind of bipartisanship for better or for worse. It is like a marriage, isn't it? So the president will get it, and he'll sign it. There's no question that's not going to be signed. And the dysfunction, I think, will continue. The midterm elections next year, there's public disgust, outrage, just tired of it all. You can see that in the polls. Support for Congress is at an all-time low. And you can put the D and the R and everything else aside. I think it's just pure disgust. So the $6 billion in cuts to future cost of living increases in military pensions, they're trying to go back later to replace that so they don't have to pinch the military. Remember on our last show, if you happen to hear it, I just was so outraged by that. How do you just keep sticking it to the man or the woman in the military for all that sacrifice? Oh, please help us with our voluntary military. And then what you're counting on at the end, oof, not convenient. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. The numbers don't work. So I think they'll fix that, though, and that is the good news, and that's power to the people. Enough people complained, and a few politicians complained, so then, hey, we're going to go back, and we're going to try to, we're going to change this. So that's a good deal. This is why you have to speak up, because you do and can make a difference when you pay attention to what is happening in Washington, since it affects you and your family, and if nothing else, it hits your wallet. Absolutely. Hey, some good news. You want some good news at the top of the show instead of me pounding whatever dumb thing happened at Foggy Bottom or across the nation? Dun-da-da-da. You ready for this? Wall Street. Some of you managed to squirrel away a few bucks in an IRA or a 401k. The Dow closed at a record high. Yep, because of the Fed maintaining the monetary policy the way it is. No crazy dumps in an interest rate or other things that sometimes happen with the Fed, especially Ben Bernanke going out and Janet Yellen, if all happens in. So the Dow jumped 293 points. So that's almost 2%. That's pretty high. The S&P 500, 1.7%, and the NASDAQ, 1.2%. So I think traders, because it's all about that negative news, positive news thing, traders were waiting for weeks to see if the Reserve would begin pulling back on its $85 billion a month bond program, the bond buy-ups, and they didn't say that. So they said it'll cut its bond purchases a little by $10 billion a month. So it was 85, so that's 75. And I think that's different than what was expected. They also tweaked a couple of different things, and that's what I believe helped kick the market up pretty high. So the surge is nice for some people who are getting ready to retire. If you squirreled away just a little do-re-mi, that may help you with the, like I said, the 401Ks, or if you're running your own standard IRA or whatever out of whatever brokerage house, that's super, super good news. And how about this? U.S. crude oil futures jumped up 9 cents or 97.31 a barrel. You want to know where the economy's going? You look at gold, you look at oil, and then you get a better sense of that. Hang with us. Meet you on the flip side with a mailbag.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
So keep on living to sunny days, real estate. You know that you don't gotta change. You don't gotta change. You don't gotta change.
Once again, we're going to take that walk to the mailroom because you always exceed my expectations, and we're flooded with emails, a lot of them having to do with the politics of the day, naturally, frustration over the budget process and what we're seeing coming out of Washington, the familiar themes here on America Tonight and everywhere else across the land, by the way. So let's do it. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So the Senate finally decides, okay, we're going to take that vote, 6436, and it's a bipartisan budget produced by a massively divided Congress. It's the first bipartisan budget, by the way, in 27 years. So no shutdown like we saw in October, and a two-year budget. Several of you had plenty to say about that, like Michael listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I listen to the show a lot. I'm sorry I've never called in, sweetie. I promise I will one of these days. I have the phone number memorized, but I do have something to say about the budget. I think it stinks. It's lousy. We have a $17 trillion debt hanging over our heads, yet we do nothing to dig out of it. We're going to only add more money to it. Plus, taxes. We're going to get stuck with taxes again. We keep hearing no new taxes, but that's not true if you look at this budget. So great that it's a bipartisan deal. Great that there's no government shutdown because we would have to pay for that. But in the end, we still get squeezed, so nothing major has changed or been accomplished. Love you. Thank you. Call sometime. Here's another one. This one is from Bill in Florida, listening to us in Northport. I know that area. I used to cover the Texas Rangers when they were right there in the Port Charlotte area. I really liked it. It was fun to go to spring training there. Anyway, the question is, if you were in a situation where you had to decide on Ed Snowden, Kate, what would you do? Because I have to tell you, before you answer that question, which I'm assuming I'll hear on the air, that I could not in good conscience allow Snowden to come back into the United States and give him amnesty. Having said that, wow, the fireworks he set off with the NSA, it's pretty wild to kick back and watch it. Okay, so here's my take on Snowden. You know, it would be interesting to have a conversation with him. The Guardian reporter that he's tight with, that he's dumped all the information to, the ex-Guardian reporter, he has a good bird's eye view and a feel for Snowden. And, of course, we don't, not knowing him. But he's still, here's the bottom line, he's still cracked into classified info in working as a contractor for the NSA. I don't see how you get around that. Those are the facts. So it is wild that he's exposed things that maybe we didn't know went quite as deep, or some people didn't know went quite as deep, and now they're, it's like shock and awe, and that is pretty cool. But, and it's great to see them getting cracked on this. However, having said that, I keep going back to the same thing, classified info, his classified info. Then you could make the argument, you could say, well, hey, if there was no whistle, if anything's classified and no one blows the whistle on it, then you know what? Then the bottom line is that we would never have anything come to light that we should know, let's say, if there weren't people who were brave and did that and did the whistleblowing. But if I had the vote, if there was a vote, I had the vote, I had to make the decision, I still couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Unless there, well, there's no unless. I'm not even going to go back. I'm just, that's the question you asked. I couldn't do it. How's that? All right, here's another one. This one is from Sean. And Sean says, hey, Katie, Kate, I have to tell you, I really love when you do the nail the score thing. I've been emailing my guesses. I'm hoping maybe next week I'll get to call in. I'm working during Nail the Score, so I can shoot you a quick email. But it's been really fun this season to listen to some of the people who call in and hear what you have to say about the NFL. And I think that now more than ever we're seeing parity across the board in the NFL, and that's why some of these games are so lopsided or unpredictable or any of that kind of stuff. Yeah, I'll tell you what. That's the truth, boy, isn't it? Things you thought wouldn't happen, teams that seemingly are blowing somebody away, and then they give it back. The Cowboys, great example of that. And then just some crazy finishes. I would love to know the stats on this. I haven't been able to find it, but where, how many times in the past 10 years, if we were to call all the games, how many times have we seen these heart attack moments? Because it feels like this year is the most that we've seen these last minute, really under a minute finishes. It's just absolutely insane. I mean, absolutely crazy. Here's another one in our mailbag. This one comes to us from Ann, listening in the great state of Missouri. And Ann says, Kate, all I want for Christmas is a new Congress. But don't we always seem to say that? It's so frustrating at this point, though, to realize that hardly anything's been passed, very few things have been accomplished, and it seems as though we are squandering money again and again and again. So we have to hire people that figure out ways to work together, to come up with compromises that are palatable. I don't know. There has to be a better way. It really feels like to me that, sadly, a lot of the American people are disinterested and they're just going along, waiting to ride on that 15 minutes of fame, hoping they're the next Honey Boo Boo. So they're not paying attention to things that are affecting their wallet, their future, their security. Thanks. Enjoy the show. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. There's lack of interest. How many people are really paying attention? You just get the same thing that, hey, we're going round and round in circles, so I'm tired of it, so I'm not paying attention. And yeah, there's got to be some sort of a change. So the more aware you are, by the way, the better, because there still is power in numbers and power to the people. And if you don't think that, just get on top of some issue and have people call and email your congressperson, your senator, and you'll see how quickly you can affect change, or you can start the conversation. Because if somebody wants to get elected, they got to play to the people that actually vote on them. All right, here's another one from Ben. Ben says, ooh, NSA reviewing the security, and the NSA review contradicts what the security types are saying, and they're saying that the snooping program should just stay put. You think, Kate, there's any way that the metadata stuff is going to hang around? Well, I think they're, no, I think that what's going to happen is you've had so many technology guys, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, that are furious about it, and they've actually even met with the president, that things are definitely going to change. The whole metadata mining, how they do that, the phone records and emails, I think they're going to come up with more regulations, and it's going to have to be more transparent. So whatever the NSA thinks, happy days are not here to stay for them. If that's the idea, the NSA saying that this helps us stop the bad guys, stop the threats, then okay, we should be able to still do it. But I don't think that's going to happen. There's 40 recommendations that were offered on how the United States should continue collecting and storing data domestically and abroad. And I think there's going to be more judicial oversight and more public, like I said, transparency more than anything. That independent assessment of the NSA surveillance that was ordered by the press is recommending that there's some things that have to happen, that it does stay in place, but there's a massive rehaul of it. And so the NSA is not happy about that, but I guess it's better than ditching it completely for them. That's what it seems like anyway. So while Congress mulls over changes to the programs under the Patriot Act law to restrict NSA snooping, the conversation is far, 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 far from over. All right, one last one. This one from Hare, listening to us in California. He says, Kate, I get such joy out of listening to America Tonight. I just wanted to wish you and Nathan and Matt a very, very happy, happy, Merry Christmas and a wonderful, healthy, and prosperous New Year. What a great way to end the mailbag segment. I want to offer that up to everybody listening to America Tonight. I know some people are hitting the road early and skedaddling, getting out of town and going to destinations all over the country. Please be safe. And if you have that time off, man, really, really enjoy it, because you never know what the next day will bring. And you can always email us, americatonight.net.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123 freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes, sir?
Why the dumpling that we eat is so hard and tough? I understand it's because the flour mill is near the cement factory. Yeah, me, come me say, and the pressure the country and the pressure lad, and the pressure the country and the pressure, yeah, and the pressure the country and the pressure. Go tell you why the country and the pressure. Then lock off the light, lock off the water, and we can't get no milk, can't get no flour, we can't get no teacher, neither doctor. And the budget is used by the prime minister, a twin did one for no this offering. He said, this is the deal, not number two.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Peel Back the Onion with Andrew Szabo. He's got it all. Strategy, messaging, branding, and he's a professional speaker. He certainly has the cred, and we have a lot of fun breaking down what's happening in D.C. with him and around the world, too, as well. Andrew, happy holidays.
Hi, Kate. Great to be on the show again.
Yeah, I can say...
Happy holidays to everybody.
I was going to say... I can say Merry Christmas to you. And I say Merry Christmas anyway.
Happy Christmas in the UK, actually. And people are not afraid to say it. It's kind of interesting.
It is. It is kind of crazy that you can't say that it's politically incorrect to say that. I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. Who knew that it would come down to this, but the Senate passes the budget. So now the president probably rubber stamps this. But what's really crazy, the budget deal that they passed sets some spending levels, but the weird thing is it doesn't actually allocate the money and doesn't specify how the money can be spent. Oh my. And you think that we've been going back and forth. I think this gets even worse. What's your take on the budget?
Well, this isn't really cutting anything because we're actually just simply cutting the rate of increase. That is not cutting. It's like saying, here's the best way to look at it. When we say we're going to cut, X billion is what they're saying that they're going to do. That's like saying, okay, next year, this year I'm perhaps being paid $50,000 a year. Next year, we're going to cut the increase. So instead of getting a $2,000 increase, we're going to only give you an $1,800 increase. That's not cutting anything. When we talk about cutting the rate of increases, that's not cutting anything. It's a complete misnomer. So when they say that, this will cut you know, X billion in the next, also this is over a period of time, X billion over the next 10 years, it's really a drop in the bucket. It's not going to make any dent. And we're simply, and the deficit continues to climb because we're actually not cutting anything. We're simply cutting how much we're increasing it by.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, you and I talked about this off the air. What's the solution to making the people accountable that we elect when it comes to paying attention to the closer provisions and the amendments that get stuffed into bills that eventually become laws? What do you think needs to happen?
Well, they need to have a reading test, for starters. It's quite clear that lawmakers are not reading the bills. And it was, and I think a very dangerous precedent was set by Pelosi when, with the passing of the Obamacare bill, when she said, look, there's too many pages to read. It was over, you know, X thousand pages. And let's just pass it and we'll read it afterwards. Well, that, we saw what the problem with that is. Now we're finding all kinds of provisions in Obamacare that were not not planned for. Now we're really seeing the impact of these bills. Same thing just happened to this recent budget, even though it's a bipartisan budget agreement, they totally botched part of the plan. And now they're both sides are upset, both Republicans and Democrats, because the cut to military pay. Now, again, this is not a cut to the military pay. It's a cut in the cost of living increase.
Yep, yep.
And that's what they're actually cutting out. So the military retirees will not actually see a decrease in their pay. They will simply see a decrease in how much it increases. Now, because basically the legislation has gone home, so now they're trying to, both sides of the aisle trying to figure out how to, they're both going to take a hit in this deal. So they want to basically work some kind of thing, this was a technical error. Nobody's, of course, taking responsibility of who created the error. But now they're talking about basically saying that we're going to have a technical fix, so they'll probably pass some kind of amendment to take care of that. So, but again, coming back to at the end of the day, $6 billion over 10 years, when you've got a $17 trillion deficit, that's like saying, okay, I'm $150,000 in debt, and I'm going to cut out $60 in the next 10 years out of my budget. Give me a break.
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket. It doesn't work. It's not going to really accomplish very much.
People don't know the math. I mean, part of the problem, Kate, is people don't understand billions and trillions.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lot, but it's not really a lot.
No, and you mentioned it, the length of time, talking about a 10-year period. It's not like every year. So
right.
That's another thing. It's out there, but most people don't catch that, and that's a huge difference.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, crazy. All right, the next thing is, there was an independent assessment of the National Security Agency surveillance that was ordered by the president, and it recommends that the program, it's that metadata stuff, the mining that's being done, it recommends that it remain in place, but there should be greater transparency and emails and whatnot in the phone records relating to that. There have to be much tighter constraints. There was like 40 recommendations that some would say were kind of modest the way it's being described in scope, and they were offered by this independent group on how the U.S. should continue to collect and store the information domestically and abroad. So they're saying just keep doing this, but of course there's pressure all over the place to dump the whole idea. The NSA is like the three dreaded letters. You go to a cocktail party in Washington, Andrew, I got a lot of friends there, and they said that's the first thing anyone's talking about. It's no Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, hey, prosperous New Year to you. It's NSA. What do you think? So what do you think?
Well, I think this case is not over yet. You know, we're seeing, there's some back and forth that could happen with it. So I think we're going to be talking about this some more. You know, I know the left is heaping a lot of praise on the U.S. district judge for this rather dramatic ruling, basically saying that this I think the exact words were this dragnet capturing Americans' online activities is, quote unquote, significantly likely to be unconstitutional. Now, yeah, that's a rebuke to the spy masters, but the question becomes that, how they still have legal authority, okay, based on the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act is a very powerful act that allows them to collect that phone metadata, which includes numbers, lengths of calls. So I think the government's going to appeal this. So I think basically the jury's out. So, we can debate this endlessly because I think in reality it's still going to go significantly back and forth in the court. And I think behind the closed doors they're going to continue to collect this data. And there's clearly evidence when they testified before Congress, correct me if I'm wrong, Kay, but I think they said that this evidence has thwarted more than 50 attacks since this program was started.
No, you're right. It has.
A lot of judges, I think there's been 15 other judges that said, because this is not the first time this has come before the courts, and there's been
right.
15 other different judges that have ruled something like 35 times that this phone data collection is legal under Section 215 of the Patriot Act. So I think it's going to go back and forth. I think we're going to continue to collect this data because we have to, because nobody wants to be attacked, do we?
No, and I agree with you. I mean, it's good to always obviously look at the procedures and go from there. And then you think of Ed Snowden. And somebody asked me this question. Somebody emailed me and asked me this question. If you had to make the decision on Ed Snowden, would you grant him amnesty? And he, of course, is the leaker for all this NSA information. Or no, he's a felon in your eyes.
Well, I mean, the reality, I'm not sure. What's the point in granting an amnesty? What are we going to gain from that? Because the reality is the Chinese and the Russians have seen all the documents at this point. I'm sure they copied everything. All the hard drives were copied. So the cat's already out of the bag. The problem, I think the main problem we have is the Chinese know everything. The Russians don't know. We don't know what they know at this point because
right.
it was so extensive. There's millions of documents that were compromised. So as a result, we don't know. And really the only gain from the amnesty will be, and that's assuming that he'll cooperate, which I doubt very much. Why should he? I don't think there's any particular reason for him to cooperate. So, granting him amnesty is not going to gain that much, except we may, and that's a very tenuous may, learn the extent of the damage that he's caused.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they just need to just take the time, and it's going to be a tough, but to forensically figure out everything that's been compromised. It can be done, but it's going to take a lot more work, and I think the shortcut of granting amnesty is not the way to go.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, Andrew Szabo, once again, thanks so much. Peel back the onion.
Thank you, Kate, as always, and a Merry Christmas to everyone.
Raising the sound. Or heaven been telling the tale of gaily living while people sing songs of the cheer. Christmas is here. Merry Christmas.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's in the rearview mirror, and here's to a healthy and prosperous 2014 as we skid down the final straightaway for this hour of America tonight. It's time for another Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
What did my mother always say about taking care of my eyes?
Well, first of all, never put salt in your eyes.
Never put salt.
Never put salt.
Never put salt.
Put salt.
Put salt.
Put salt.
Put salt.
Never put.
Never.
Never. Always put salt in your eyes.
Annie, never, ever put salt in your eyes.
Thanks, Danny. Oh, pain.
I like that. It was worth the wait. It's okay. So, dumb things I shouldn't have done. We start with Joe. And Joe says, I got to tell you, here's what happened to me, Kate. I was out in New Mexico, like New Mexico. I've been there several times. I was driving in between Santa Fe and Taos. And I got a flat tire. So I got a flat tire. And what I immediately started to do is think, well, I can fix this myself. Next thing you know, I'm messing around with Jax. You know, Jax now are much easier than they what they used to be. Several people stopped to try to help me. And I said, no, no, partner, that's okay. Don't worry about it. And before you know it, I'm in the middle of trying to put this tire on, having a little bit of trouble with it, and all of a sudden, massive rain and hail. I'm saying the skies opened up. I couldn't see anything. It was like I was blinded by the sheets of rain. All I could do was huddle in my car. I couldn't do it. I could not see to finish the jack and, you know, to finish the tire. And I didn't have any kind of a rag with me or anything that could have dried my hands off. Perhaps I could have done it then. I kept trying to mess with it. And then finally, like I said, I jumped in the car. Turns out I had to wait an hour before it was clear enough for me to get out. Then I changed it, no problem, but I blew an hour. If I had only accepted the help of the strangers that stopped in the beginning, I'm sure I would have had my tire done. I would have kicked on that spare, and I would have been on the way up the road. Lesson learned. Sometimes you need to take the help of a good Samaritan. Boy, I think I've told this story, so I'm not going to go into full details, but that happened to me one time, almost a similar story, way different place. I was in the middle of the BQE in New York, coming off of a shift at WFAN, and I hit a pothole, boom, tire. I mean, I'm right there in the middle of the BQE, so people who don't know what this is, Brooklyn Queens Expressway, oh, it was awful, because you couldn't have a worse place for this to happen, and it was a weird hour. It was right before midnight. So some guy did stop. This young guy, maybe like 23 years old, and he said, no worries, I'll help you. Just promise me, you know, you'll get home safely and if you'll learn to do this yourself. Because, of course, it was pouring rain. And it started pouring rain when that happened to me. And he helped me. Boom. I went on my way. Got home safely. It was perfect. It was great. I couldn't have done it either. I would have been just like Joe. I would have been stuck. And I think I can, you know, I can change a tire, but no way in those conditions. And it was huge that he did that for me, no question. All right, this one from Mac. And Mac says, Kate, where do I begin? How about this story? You haven't had too many people talk about dating woes. I'm your quintessential, I think I'm a nice guy, but I like a lot of different women. And, you know, I find it hard to be honest. So here's the thing. I was supposed to go out with a woman, take her, I made plans, but quick plans within a couple of days to go grab something to eat and go to a movie. Then I met this killer woman the day before that was supposed to happen, and I could not help myself. I canceled the date with the other woman, told her I was sick, and instead I went out with the bombshell. And what a mistake it was. All she did was whine, complain, spend my money, and I kept thinking about the other woman. So maybe it's best to stick with the one that you brung first, I guess, or something like that. That's how the saying goes, I think. But it was a dumb thing, because I think I was being punished for not sticking with my plan, and I could have made a plan with the other woman anyway, but I was anxious to hook up with the second woman I met, so I guess I paid the price. Wow, that's like a Rubik's Cube of dating or something. Did you hear that story, Nathan, about, okay, so you make a plan with the one woman, but then you find someone else, and then you're re-racking that plan? That's confusing. Bad karma.
Sure, it's bad karma. It certainly is. I mean, it's difficult in the first situation. You're just getting yourself into a stressful mate.
That's what I think. I think when you make things up, if you're doing it to not hurt someone's feelings, I mean, there are different reasons why maybe you say something. But in the dating game, that's risky anyway. Why not just be straight up? But I think people aren't straight up, and that's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, dating is certainly different than having fun. I mean, if you want to try to find your match, then you're going to have to hit that karma every once in a while.
Yeah, go on Match.com and say, well, you know what, if I really like it, I'll ask you out, but if something better comes along, don't be surprised if I make up an excuse. Not a good thing. All right, we got another one here from Bill, and Bill says, Kate, longtime listener, I'll tell you, the dumbest thing I ever did, and It was dumb because I just, you know, when you get an intuition and you go against your intuition, and how many times do people tell you don't do that? If you feel something, go with your gut. I was in Las Vegas. I'm not really a big gambler, not really at all. But I was in Vegas with my buddies, and I was, of all things, waiting. And I was on a slot machine, and I was playing it. I think that thing ate maybe 150 of my bucks. And then I finally said, oh, this is ridiculous. This is why I don't gamble. I got up, but I didn't really move away from the machine. I am not kidding you. Somebody sat down, put what I think was 20 bucks into the thing, and hit the jackpot. This happened at Caesars off of the Strip. I think you used to live in Vegas, so you know what I'm talking about. Oh, my. I have never ignored my gut since that day. I was just so furious with myself. Okay, so here's the rule of thumb. If you're a big gambler, not a big gambler, it doesn't matter. If you go someplace and you're just saying, oh, for fun, I'm waiting for someone, I'm dumping 20 bucks into a machine, whatever you're doing. Once that is over and you decide you're sick of it, you're that's it, you're done, you're not winning, it's eating your money, and you get up and you get away, you get far away. You do not linger by the machine because, of course, especially in a crowded casino, I mean, lots of people could sit down and the machine is eating their money, too. You know, it's a timer system. That's how all the numbers and things come up, or the symbols come up anyway. So just get away from it. Don't wait to see what the end result is. If you sit there and have a drink and watch somebody else playing the machine, oh, if they hit something, of course you're going to feel like, wow, if I had just played five more spins, I could have won. That is a dumb thing. Any situations like that, you just flee. That's it. You do not hang out for fear that could happen. Boy, and Vegas is one of those places, because I don't know much about the slot machines, but from what I'm told, it is that, as I mentioned, a timing mechanism. So you could be pumping tons of money in it, and somebody who just planned on gambling $20, $5, whatever, they could end up hitting it if they just happen to sit down on that chair next. If you have a dumb thing you shouldn't have done, email it to me, americatonight.net.
E-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.